Hey, Out and About listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
All right, welcome on into Out and About. Today's episode, we have a couple special guests. We have Roan and we have Lil Sasquatch, one of the newer twinks that we hired at Barstool Sports. We're going to talk to them in 1 second. But
dude, you can't call a straight guy's twinks, dude.
Is the T word a slur?
No, that's a compliment.
For straight it is. No, we did.
Like if
we
I said that, would it be a slur?
No, that's a compliment. You should.
I think I said that in front of one of my friends.
In front
gay.
Of a twink?
And he was like, you can't say that.
Why? He was appropriating our culture.
He was like, yeah, you just can't say that.
Well, what was the context when you said it in?
I don't remember.
Did you call him a twink?
It was in bed.
No. I'm not a twink.
I'm not a twink.
He's fucking you and you call him a twink.
Well, this episode is brought to us and to you guys by Manscaped. They just launched their fourth generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. Compliment your summer bod with a trim from the leaders of male grooming. The sun is shining and calling your name. Fellas, join the over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped to shave their balls and cock. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code ABOUT. I got to talk to you guys about what the performance package is. This stuff is so good, you can actually see the seam after.
I've used this, and it's the only product that you could shave the tip with. It's the only one where you could shave your entire tip clean with.
You got a hairy tip?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a twink. Really
that's
don't
my have... little Sasquatch.
that's
hairy
your sass.
Tip.
You got the – so you can see the seam because they got the skin-safe technology.
Nice.
You can do it in the shower. They got a light on there. It's waterproof. And they even got these things now. It's like doggy pee pads. You put it down around – the toilet, so you don't even have to aim to get the pubes in the toilet.
Oh, wow.
You just shave it wherever, and then you scoop it up.
I've never been a shave-over-the-toilet kind of guy.
But where do you shave?
The shower.
Over the shower? You just stand in the dry shower?
No, I shave while I'm showering.
He just unzips his pants and just pulls it out and shaves?
Yeah, just
it feels like such a crazy thing to shave while you're standing over the toilet.
I feel like a dry shave is a better shave. Like a wet shave, the water is matting down some of the hairs.
Yeah, that makes it way easier.
No, but then you gotta block the water so that way the shaving cream. Do you use shaving cream?
Not when I'm shaving my pubes, no.
So you have razor burn?
No, never.
You have perfect skin?
I literally use a Manscaped.
Well, that's
what it is.
Well, that's perfect.
That's what it is. I thought you.
Do you guys use shaving cream while using an electric razor?
No, I would use shaving cream for my sack if the sack was
tight
enough.
What kind of gotcha moment is this? Like you're trying to fucking catch us in a lie right here.
I've never heard of someone using shaving cream with an electric razor.
No, I'd use
no
it
one
with
does.
A regular razor.
You're trying to put razors in it.
Why are you putting goddamn words in my mouth, sass? Well, right now you can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ABOUT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ABOUT at manscaped.com. Escape the shrubs and weeds this summer and shine with Manscaped. Sass, you are a bit of a twink.
Yep.
We were talking about this before the show. I have you pegged as...
Wait a second. You have him pegged, bro?
I have you pegged as like a rich man's Vibs.
Yeah.
In the sense that Vibs was like the old twink on the block, and now you kind of
I think Vibs is a little more twinky than I am.
Is that because
part
you left?
Of my French? yeah, because I'm fucking jacked.
He's trying to shed the twink label. That's what he's actively doing. He's eating protein.
Why, though?
10 seconds at... Because he's trying to get jacked. He doesn't want to be called a T-word.
But why? Why do you not want to be called a T-word? I feel like you might be... Like, that's in a... That could be good for your career to be a twink. You have to know that a lot of your followers on like social media are just like gay guys who are into twinks, right? You have to know that.
No,
you don't. You do know that.
No, that's definitely not what it is.
When you go to your analytics and you do your breakdown, what does it say? How many of them see you as a twink? What does the analytics say?
It's like 1%.
Okay, well that's still a significant percent. If we're looking at what, like 500,000 Twitter followers or something like that?
No, not even close.
Not even, but I think it's pretty
together,
close.
If you put your accounts together.
Oh, yeah, but I don't do that because I think the other account
overlap.
They all follow. Yeah.
Got it.
Interesting.
Still, but we're looking at least 30,000 No, that's 10.
You're 10%. Looking at 30,000 gays for sure.
30,000 gays.
Tim Dillon is very much. I wanted to talk to you about grooming too. Tim Dillon is very much into you.
You can't groom someone if they're over 18.
Is that true?
Yes. Grooming is when you talk to someone until they turn 18, and then when they turn 18,
you sound
18,
like you've been
you
groomed
them.
Before.
No, I just know what it is.
How though?
You know the exact specifics. That's very
because, like, on Twitter, the worst thing that you can do is groom someone.
I have a question.
The worst thing you can be on Twitter is a pedophile or someone that
a James
or I
a
guess
James
groom,
a James
grooming
Charles.
Someone is a pedophile type thing, right?
A James Charles. You know he just apologized again
today.
JC did.
JC apologized.
He's the
again.
New JC.
Who is? TD?
James Charles.
Oh, JC. I thought you meant TD is a new JC for LS.
Oh, that's true. That's probably true.
Okay.
That it's not true. True at all.
I don't know.
And
I just,
everyone, and it's like a running joke, which I'm assuming he would not appreciate it if he heard it.
Oh, I think he would think it's very funny. He's open. He just did a podcast saying how he thought the guy who mowed down that wife and daughter in Florida was hot and he shouldn't be in prison for it. And he looks kind of like you.
He doesn't look anything like me.
What, the guy who mowed down the wife and daughter?
Yeah. He looks like fucking.
Look
at, he looks like he should be in the
video
sway
evidence.
House.
He does look like he should be in the sway house.
And so do you.
No, I don't.
In some ways. You have a winning smile. You're fuckable. You look attainable. It's like.
No. What does that mean, attainable? Like, sway house isn't attainable? That's a backhanded compliment, my friend.
Roan's a groomer.
Yeah. Definitely.
Roan has been. And you know,
if anyone's trying to groom me, it's Roan.
Okay, that's
starting
that's a
podcast
fact.
With me.
That's a fact. That's
and
how
that's,
most people groom.
And it's interesting you say that because the name of your podcast is Son of a Boy Dad. Those right, are three yeah. big buzzwords for gays. Boy,
yes,
dad, son.
Yes, sir.
Is there any
we know where our bread's buttered.
Is there you do. Is there any behaviors that Roan has exhibited while recording that have concerned you?
Any man that's trying to start a podcast with another man is trying to groom the other guy. Barack Obama with Bruce Springsteen.
No.
There's a grooming going on. I'm
How
not sure who's
views
older.
Do you think the Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama podcast gets? Like 10?
10 views?
I would imagine that no one listens
probably
to that.
Probably more than
that. No, there's definitely some.
Like, honestly, probably not.
It's you guys are neck and neck, definitely. You guys, you're right there with Barry and Bruce.
Do you call him
by his
boy?
Name? No, I don't call him by his name.
Look at that. You're so goddamn keyed in. Do you call him boy in the podcast?
No, I don't call him boy.
He calls me twink.
He calls you twink, and you don't call him dad.
No.
Okay, so how does the name? What does the name mean?
Only like by accident. Sometimes it'll slip up.
But it's like when he's asking permission to go to the bathroom,
like when you accidentally call your teacher mom. Something
exactly.
Like that.
He'll be like, Dad, can I go to the fuck, and he'll just go to the bathroom on his own.
Do people ignore? Do you guys, like, your producer, like, ignore it? And they're like, there they go again? Or is it like,
no, because
like
Roan's trying to fuck Owen too, our producer.
I'm also grooming him.
You are doing a lot of grooming.
I have a little groom factory going on. I'm like Phil Knight going to wherever he was making his sneakers at. I just have a little factory floor of boys that I'm trying to groom one by one.
Who's the most groomable in the office?
Probably that new kid.
Who's the new kid?
The kid with the red hair.
You know what? That's funny because he's
the 17. The actual 17-year-old.
Those
by
DMs,
definition, he would be the most groomable kid in the office
because he's 17.
Because he's the only one underage.
You're very much into the logistics.
You know all the statutes
because that's what grooming is.
It's statutory.
But no one's gonna groom a bear. No one's gonna groom that guy.
They
he's
could
a pig.
If they wanted to.
He's a pig.
He's a pig. Look at him.
Answer me this question, Pat. Let's look at this. And obviously, you played Pokemon growing up.
Obviously. You're saying that because I'm Asian?
Yeah, I knew you were part Asian. Like a Pikachu is the twink, and then a Pikachu grows up into a bigger Pokemon. What does when a twink puts on enough muscle mass, what does he blossom into? What form of gay does he?
No,
it doesn't just go twink to bear. That's going fucking 0 to 180.
You're going to be, with any luck,
if God shines on you, a little spit shine.
with a little bit of hard work and a positive attitude.
Some elbow grease
and a lot of days in the gym. You, my friend, could become a jock.
Wow.
Now, you could be a twink. You're too tall to be a twunk.
What is a twunk?
A twunk would be like what Vibs is trying to be.
What's that?
Should I drop the bombshell about Barstool versus America right now?
Yeah, you should, because I was going to ask you anyway. But you're just going to have to edit it out.
It has been, you know what it is.
Yeah,
it has been so fucking hard for me not to say anything.
I don't
and it's
know.
Like
I know.
Annoying.
In fact, you brought up Vibs five times already.
It
it's
is
like
so
obviously
annoying.
You grabbed his nutsack.
I hate seeing the
Vibs and Kelly together?
Yeah, I do. I'm really jealous of it. I'm really jealous. I don't want them to be happy unless I'm involved.
Right, oh exactly. God. This could be a throuple or nothing.
And you know what? This is, of course, is all just hypothetical. But let's just say something where it maybe happened.
Right.
I would want to be involved in that.
I know, and they're cutting you out.
Well, you know, it was gay silencing is what happened.
Right, they're pushing you back into the closet.
In the film, you know? Why is it, you know, what am I,
they
the freak?
You.
What am I, the freak?
The freak?
I was groomed. What am I, the freak?
Yes, dude. They're the freaks. With
they're
their
the freaks.
Their heterosexual love that's not intended to procreate. So what's their intent then? They're the fucking freaks.
They're going to go to hell. Wait.
Oh, they're definitely going to hell. But maybe Paris first.
Maybe Paris first. Mean. They're a bit like, they're very much leaning into it.
What, the couple?
Yeah. The relationship, the couple. Are they a couple?
I don't know, but so. I feel like they haven't been leaning into it.
Oh, my God.
What? Have you
so
seen any
I
of the content
they've
I been
say it
together?
Next to both of them.
Is it awkward?
Yeah.
Does she do, like, some maybe
no.
foot job stuff under
it's
the
more
table?
Like, it's more like, oh, we can't even make eye contact with each other or else we're going to get, like, a PDA complaint.
Or they might fuck.
Yeah, that, or they'll get turned on.
You think anyone's ever fucked in the Barstool office? Or they'll get turned on?
Yes, definitely people
yes,
have
100%.
In the Barstool office. I don't want to say.
You were one
say.
Of them?
I can't say.
I fucked that.
Perhaps son of a boy dad?
Yeah.
How did you come up with that name?
You know how there's girl dads? When Kobe died, he was like, I'm a girl dad. And it was like a popular time to be a girl dad.
Kobe's dad?
Well, he actually said it before he died.
Yeah, we called our shot before Kobe died. And then he made it popular, and we're like, he was a girl mom guy or a girl dad guy.
Girl dad.
And then, got it. You got this nailed down.
Roan just texted me. He's like, how does son of a boy dad sound? And I didn't feel like coming up with any other names. And I was like, that sounds good.
Yeah,
I think it's a good
it.
Name. I mean, I really don't think
I like
the name
it.
Of a podcast is that big of a deal. People will be like, people will DM me and be like, great pod. The name fucking sucks, though. It's like, who cares that much about the name of a podcast?
My name, the name of this annoys me a little
no,
too
No, this
much.
Is a great name.
I think
name.
It's a
I
little,
think
no,
about
I think it's a little
sassy.
I think it's a little too, like, faggoty. It's a little too, much, like,
give
we're
us the
he, we're here
pass.
To prove a point, out and about. I'm proud. It's like,
but
it's nothing
easy
about
to
it
sell,
says,
though.
Nothing about it says humor.
No, but it's easy to sell.
No,
I think
I don't
the about
think so,
says
yeah.
humor. I think the about is the humorous part.
Or maybe the and sign?
Yeah, yeah. Or like the NASCAR stripes, the kind of the stripes at the bottom. It definitely is like we're gay, but we're also we like Clint Boyer. Like we want to like
we
want to do meth in a fucking parking lot and fucking get shit faced off of Bud Heavies.
We
want to
do
vibe.
Crystal.
Crystal, a ton of fucking crystal.
You know
out of
what
a crack
gays
pipe.
You know what gays call meth? Tea.
That's
so
awesome.
If you have T in your profile online with a capital T, that means you do meth.
Shut up.
I'm going to throw that in my profile.
Little sassed quatch.
Little sassed quatch. Damn, that's fucking incredible. I have a question about intra-office relationships.
Sure.
Barstool obviously is a place where the heteros run wild having their relationships
it's
in the
truly
office.
Disgusting
the cis
sad.
The cis white men.
You, the cis white, but the cis females.
I have
too
many cis boys on the show. I'll tell you.
Yeah, we're honestly that's very true. But has it happened yet that the gays have had intra office
relations?
And if so,
yes, of course.
Oh, it is. It
yes,
has
of course.
Happened.
I've had intra office relationships before.
Let's fucking go.
You haven't. No, well, you're engaged.
Yes, exactly.
Interesting. You know, there may have been one back in the day for me. In
back in the day?
And you're going to be able to narrow it down pretty quick because there's
know.
Like one other gay guy here. Should we call him in? Should we do a review?
So.
Yes, it was a beautiful moment. It was after the Christmas party in 2018.
And what was it like after the fact for that? Was it, was it awkward around the office or was it just like...
I'll tell you what, I wasn't silenced.
Really? Yeah, exactly. Wasn't swept under
straight.
The fucking rug. Damn straight.
It wasn't swept under
Wait,
the rug.
That's a microaggression. Damn straight. That's a fuck.
That's
dog.
A microaggression.
That is a microaggression.
I remember when we learned about microaggressions in school when I was like.
What grade?
It's important. Like junior year of high school, I think.
Six.
They were like, we're going to teach you guys about what racism is. That was the first time I learned about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you define racism?
No.
This was just a couple years ago.
Yeah, I
should be fresh in your mind.
Have you guys been following the Britney Spears conservatorship? We talk about that a lot on this show. Are you invested emotionally, intelligently, intellectually?
I'm pretty up to date on it.
I'm loosely in touch with it. It's been going on for a little too long to hold my interest.
Okay.
What's the latest? We're going to go break her in. We're going to break her out, right?
See, I want it to keep going on longer, not only because I think it'll be a big win for men, but because...
Conservators. You're on the conservator side from what I hear.
I'm on the conservator side. The latest news with her is she today actually is hiring... her lawyer, who she hired, who she's trying to hire, is arguing in front of the court saying that she should be allowed, that he should be allowed to represent her. So she's not allowed to hire her own counsel.
So I was just going to ask, is she even allowed to hire an
lawyer? So she's not, but she went nuts in court.
Yeah,
the
I heard
other day.
That. I listened to that.
And so now she hired this high-powered attorney who's represented everyone like Keanu Reeves, Jimmy Butler, Steven Spielberg. He's like a Hollywood guy. He's a former federal prosecutor, and he's arguing in front of a judge saying he should be able to represent her. If that happens, then it's pretty much over.
How is there even a, like, so wait, what is she under right now? What is, like, the thing that she's...
It's a, so when she, in 2008, she had her little mental break.
Yeah, and she signed
all of her
something.
Assets, everything was put over, she was put into a psych ward, and basically it's called, like, a 5130, whatever, they hold you, but that got extended, and it never ended. So essentially all her assets, all her financial freedom, all her personal freedom was given to like a board of people led by her father called a conservatorship. Yeah. It's been a decade. So she signed a contract for like a couple $100 million to perform in Vegas. She could only get $2,000 a week she could access. Like, this has been going on.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Which is wild.
So she broke.
Right. So she would go out to dinner with her famous friends. And you go out to dinner with, you know, 6, 7, 8 people in New York City. It's going to be at least a couple $1,000 if you're drinking, you're ordering nice things. She couldn't pay. She had been lying. Her social media is under control of her family. So she would post something on social media with a caption. It has to get cleared to put up. Her entire life.
I don't even know how that is legal. Like, how?
That's
how
what I'm saying.
Do they still let people sign those?
I don't think it's like.
Like, how could you get that deep in where to the point where you can't even hire a lawyer in court?
Because they call, you call someone crazy, and if
but
someone's
that's like,
crazy,
that's
they
just like
they take everything
away,
away
your basic rights. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's exactly.
I think we
what
should probably free Britney.
Yeah,
is that a crazy take?
That is, bro. Are you that's fucking nuts. But you're
someone
right.
Someone needs to do something.
I hadn't
about this.
Thought of that.
You should put it on a hat.
Yo, that would be
free
fucking Britney. Dope. That would be fucking
how
crazy.
How much free Britney merch is Barstool pushing currently?
I am really pushing. I'm trying to profit off this.
Yeah.
Yo,
can
yeah.
You
while
please, can you please buy a hat so
while
I can get
she
a bonus
has no lawyer,
if you're listening to this?
She doesn't have any lawyer right now. She can't sue anybody.
Dude, I got like 200 hats left until I hit a bonus. For the love of Christ, if you're listening to this, can you buy a fucking hat?
I'll buy all 200.
Will you? You got that TikTok
cash?
Creator Fund money, baby.
I bought it in the Creator Fund. I loved it.
You're anti?
I just didn't like. It wasn't for me. I don't like TikTok.
Money's not for you. You're anti-capitalism.
Yeah,
you hate this dude. Hates
I'm anti-money.
This guy fucking hates money. He's
I
always
take all
fucking
my paychecks
about
and
it.
Cut him up and throw him into the Hudson.
This fucking lawyer must be licking his chops, though. He's like, this bitch is fucking. She's out of her mind, crazy, batshit crazy. He's probably gonna make fucking cake off of her. He's gonna stretch this trial out for 18 years. He's gonna get all her.
There's
money.
No way he was like, I really just want to free Britney. Like he knew. He knew
he's
what was coming.
Chasing.
With this. If he's the one who frees Britney,
he'll be a hero.
He'll be a billionaire. He'll make
Johnny
so
Cochran.
Much money.
Do you think he'll put out? You think she'll put out new music? You think she's gonna like become normal, or it's like she's been so whacked
I'm
out for so long?
Crazy.
I think it's gonna be like when you have a really strict parent, and then those kids go to college and they get like their stomach pumped within the first week of school.
Doesn't she have like a 24-year-old boyfriend?
Yeah, which is great.
I'm surprised she's even allowed to have a boyfriend.
She's not allowed to have kids. They got an IUD in her. They won't take it out because dad said
no. That's so fucked up.
Isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
They like put her to bed at a certain time. They're
really?
Like, have your milk, and then they drop like some.
Why is this allowed? Like this is basically
it's
just like,
insane. And you know she would so she would be choreographing like her dances and stuff. And if she didn't do a dance move that the conservator that her choreographer wanted, the choreographer would call her dad. Who would then call her doctor and they would adjust her medication. Be like, she's being uncooperative. She's off her rocker.
Damn.
Dude, it is
wild. Her dad going to like go to jail?
No.
I think he'll kill himself.
Yeah, probably.
He's probably been putting away. If he's smart, he's been putting away money little bit by little bit, and he has a nice little fucking.
Probably not little bit by little bit. He's probably putting away hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, he was making her do three shows a day in Vegas, and she was making like $75 million a month or something fucked. Like that. And he just was driving her like he would. They said he would whip her backstage. He would come out with a cat of nine tails and just whip her.
Really?
Yeah, dude, he was savage.
Imagine doing three podcasts a day.
That's basically what me and Ron are on right now.
Oh, shit.
We're basically Britney Spears.
Yeah.
That's basically us.
Dave is the conservator.
Who would you want to be your conservator
here? Gives you $2,000
a month. I'd say probably Big Cat.
If you had to have one person be your conservator here, it would be Big Cat?
Yeah. I feel like he'd be pretty reasonable.
What about your dad?
Ron? No. Definitely not.
I drive him too hard.
Ron has anger issues.
I drive him way too hard. I smashed his head through off the dashboard one time when we drove somewhere. We drove to like the fucking Labatt Blue Light Good Beer Games, and he was giving me fucking mouth the whole ride. And as soon as we pulled up at the golf course, I slammed his head off the dashboard.
He curb stomped me.
Did he learn?
I mean, for that day, he fucking was sniffling like a little bitch the rest of the day.
In the eye for the rest of the day.
Fucking look
he's
at
been
me.
A little mouthy today. His body language is like he's turned away from you, like he has one foot, like he's ready to run out the door.
We'll deal with it. We'll deal.
Is this on video?
Yeah,
we'll deal with it. Don't worry about it, brother.
I'm gonna need you to wipe the video.
Ron's actually grabbing his leg under the table, squeezing,
pinching his really fucking hard.
Ron's got a shock collar on me.
Comes in with a black eye. I opened the cupboard too fast.
I fell.
Who would be your conservator?
I guess Frank the Tank. I think Frank the Tank would he'd let me watch my sports. He would he'd probably use the money for good. He would just be buying, I think, just better steaks for himself. Steaks that aren't, you know.
Does Frank eat steaks?
Oh, does Frank eat steaks?
Asking stupid questions.
I've never heard of Frank being a steak.
What you're saying
person.
Is valid.
I've never
don't
heard.
Let anyone tell you
I've
whatever.
Never heard, I didn't know that Frank was a steak guy.
He used to put his steaks on. He used to take pictures of his steaks. He would make a stovetop milk steak that was fucking incredible.
What's a milk steak?
I know.
You put it on like you're just cooking on the stovetop, and instead of like grease, you put milk into it.
Ooh,
that sounds disgusting.
No, it looks so good. It would like glimmer when he made it. I made a
great steak the other day.
Milk? What kind of ribeye? What percent milk did you use?
You didn't use any milk?
Huh? No. It was a really good steak. It was a pricey one though.
Yeah, how much did you drop?
$200
To make a steak.
You make a $200 steak at home?
No, it was $17 though. It was still pricey.
Did you put on Barstool Uber Eats?
No, I put it on the company card though.
How do you do that Barstool Uber Eats shit? I've yet to do that, and I feel like
I'm so anti Uber Eats, it's not even funny.
Why? Because you're anti big companies. Yeah, you're anti corp.
I'm anti corporation.
You're anti big pharma.
No, I'm anti Uber Eats because they are it's a fucking scam.
What?
Yesterday I was trying. Oh my god!
What type
yesterday?
Of conspiracy shit are you fucking talking about?
What
Uber
the fuck
Eats
are you talking
is
about?
Such a scam.
How?
You fucking pay them and then they bring you the food.
Yesterday,
it's bullshit.
Yesterday
you have to tip
them? Yesterday I was trying to order. I forget what I was ordering. I was ordering like a wrap or something, and it was like add spinach.
Pussy.
How much do you think you would? How much do you think you would normally pay to add spinach?
$2.50
No.
$2
Yeah, you saw my tweet.
He said $2.50 and you were fucking like shocked, like it was.
Well, spinach should
he
be
is
free.
Back talking, huh?
So you know what
spinach
I mean?
Should be free.
Spinach should be free. It's an added product. Why would that be free?
$2 for spinach?
Sass, you get in the creator fund, bro. It's $2 for
fucking New York.
$2.
What are you talking about? You're in New York. They're going to charge you
a
for
a bag
everything.
Of spinach costs like 1 cent.
What? You're talking about. You want to buy it at cost from the restaurant?
You're trying to invalidate the migrant workers
spinach.
Who are picking the spinach. You know someone has
that's
to do
true.
That labor, right?
He's
anti-immigration. I'd rather give the worker $100 than give Uber
then
Eats
do it.
$2
then give
for
them,
spinach.
Then go direct to the farm. Go farm to table.
I'm too lazy
and you're not
to
giving
leave
it to
my
Uber
apartment.
Eats. It's the fucking restaurant. You think
no.
Uber Eats is
Uber
fucking
Eats is
charging up?
Uber Eats has taken half of that, if not more.
They're skimming off the top of the spinach fund?
I watched a whole video on Drew Gooden's channel about it. Apparently Uber Eats takes
the basketball
like, all
player?
The money. No, the YouTuber.
Interesting.
Uber
what
Eats takes all
the
money.
Well, you're
about?
Just I think you're just anti-immigrant.
Yeah,
no.
You're
anti-Uber Eats.
You're very pro wall.
I'll be like, "Okay, I'm going to get a protein shake and a wrap and then I get a, it'll be
what was in the wrap?" This is how he maintains his twinkish figure. What was in the wrap? You don't do carbs, do you? You do lean protein, always, and just abs at the gym.
I never do abs.
Do you have abs? Chest.
Show some of my listeners your abs. Lift those. Show those titties.
His nipples are like fucking slices of
capicola. They're fucking massive.
He has large nipples.
I think it was a barbecue wrap, low-fat cheese.
Low-fat for sure.
Wheat wrap. It was really fucking good.
Really good. Holy shit, that sounds good.
It was healthy, too. It was from Muscle Maker Grill.
Holy fuck.
I've eaten there. As a fellow skinny, yeah. I've eaten there.
And then I got a protein shake. It was awesome.
Pat, what are you? Where do you classify? Are you a jock?
I'm over the hill.
But what?
Pat tried to get big, but he gave up after like a week.
What do you,
that low-key is big. I don't know what you're talking
about.
No, what
that is? That's motivation.
He knows what he's doing.
He gave up.
See how he backtalks?
He does
backtalk. He ordered a salad one day, and then the next day he was like, I'm out. Me and him were supposed to go on steroids together.
No, it's because my gym, I've been trying, I DM you steroids every time. Every DM I send you, it's like, let's get trend. Steroids? Let's get on a cycle, and you never do it.
He doesn't want to get tittied out. That's his thing.
What are you talking about? You don't want to get tittied out. Would Ron let you go on?
Explode. Of course not.
Ron, would you let? Do you give him permission to
Ron,
go on steroids?
Ron has a MyFitnessPal.
His balls will shrink
to my phone.
No, I have him I have him like veal. I have him tied up by a fucking collar on a post, and all he does is eat oats out of a fucking bowl.
You're trying to keep that cake tender.
I'm trying to keep. I don't want him running.
Ron tracks everything I eat.
I have him keep an entire diary week by week, making sure that he stays under a certain. I have him on 1,200 calories a day.
Well,
1,200 calories.
You're just gonna trade him in for a new twink once he outgrows it.
Obviously, but while he's mine, he's gonna stay under 1,200 calories. That I fucking promise you.
While he's mine. While he's mine.
I might cut him down to 1,000
if he keeps laughing. There you go, laugh it up.
You
900.
Have a fucking Greek yogurt and some fucking parsley.
Oh,
and you call it a day, my friend.
What do you think about his hair? Are you okay with the hair?
He looks like Goku. He looks like an anime.
I know, I need to get a haircut.
An anime?
I shaved my mustache so you didn't even notice.
I didn't.
This is turning into couples therapy.
Yeah, this is nice. This is
to think you were one of my biggest supporters about the mustache.
He's
night.
Not your supporter.
I did.
He's your dom. He's not your supporter. I ripped
it off this morning right before I left.
That's fucking crazy.
Do you make him?
Do you nair it? What'd you do? Did you fucking put some?
He naired it. No, you.
I don't want to be shouting out other razor companies.
You manscaped.
But I may or may not have used another razor.
What kind?
Another
brand. We'll cut this.
It was a Philips.
What the fuck are you doing saying other?
We'll bleep it.
It was a Philips two-blade electric razor. And you
no wonder it looks like shit,
took
bro.
Took 1 second.
You should have used that Manscaped, my guy.
You should have used that Manscaped. Have you guys heard about the drama going on at the Barstool Shore House with the dump? The mystery dumper? What happened in the back with the septic tank? So Barstool versus...
It's funny.
When you go to the Barstool House, are you going to be like dancing on tables like you're fucking Kanye West in LA?
No, of course not. I'll just be doing
throwing
cocaine.
That shit did not make sense to me.
What are you talking about?
Like, why are
on the stage?
Why are, yeah, what was that?
What was what?
Why are people from Barstool on the stage at a bar?
I didn't even... Oh, you know what? I did see this.
Why?
I think
you're the mother superior of the group, Pat. You
thank
need to
you.
Keep
call
them
back to episode 10.
You need to keep them in fucking line, and you need to realize that everybody except for you that went on that trip is getting a big head about themselves,
yeah.
And you need to fucking cut them down to
are.
Size, and you need to fucking...
The Barstool versus America people need to be
when they start dancing on the stage, you need to rip
who
their
the
ankles out from under them. And
Dana Beers is on the fucking Jumbotron once a week at every sports game.
Dana Beers. That's very sad to see what happened with Dana Beers at Marina's wedding.
I know. Apparently she's not happy about it either.
She's very upset.
Yeah.
She almost quit because of it.
Really?
I heard that.
No. I need to establish a little bit, but what happened at the Shore House was the septic tank exploded in the backyard. And a few people are saying it's roots. However, there are some people who say it may be one specific dump that caused
for a septic
the
tank to explode. I'm assuming a lot has to go wrong.
No, I think it could be one toxic dump. There are a lot of people down there with bad diets.
Yeah,
I heard that Glennie was he was eating a Primo's hoagie on the toilet, and he flushed the Primo's hoagie wrapper down with his dump, and it acted like when you flush like paper towels or like a tampon down like a not sturdy septic situation, and it like got stuck in the U-ring of the toilet, and it fucking backed everything up.
You're a plumber.
You don't know about the U-ring when it like dips down. That's where
all the shit gets caught up in.
I don't know about the U-ring.
I heard that Owen, your producer, evacuated the premises very quick.
No, I think he was there for a bit, but he texted me and he was like, "This is weird."
What, the dump was weird or just in general?
Oh, no, in general.
I'm a little nervous.
That's even funnier.
That is very funny. I heard Jack McCarthy took a Greyhound at 3 a.m. to go hook up with a girl in Brooklyn.
Yikes.
I'm a little
but
bit
I love
nervous
that this shit's coming out. That's what out and about is.
That's what it's about.
Keep going. What else? We already talked about Tommy Smokes hooking up with a girl that was taller than you out there.
You called her Brittany Griner? I laughed out loud.
Yeah, she was fucking. She crossed him over in the driveway and then fucking started making out with
him. She's probably going to see that and like not be too happy with Tommy.
Who cares?
He's the one who's fucking giving out her exact measurements.
Yeah,
like she's a fucking bird of prey.
He's talked about it like 15 times.
He said her wingspan was like an albatross.
He's talked about it like on the rundown like 4 times.
He said she could touch both walls of the bedroom at the same time. She was Stretch Armstrong calling her.
You guys have no in- – you would never ever – I feel like I have to go down there just once just to see what it's like. You have zero interest around
that
Sass.
Shore house just looks – I just have – I had a period of my life where I was in shitty shore houses.
How old are you? You're 32?
Three.
Three?
Exactly. I was
fucking,
10 years ago when
bro,
I was in
I
fucking...
might have picked the wrong person to start a pod with.
He might die
bro,
soon.
You're going to die before me,
old,
and I guarantee it. There's no
you're
doubt
13
in my mind.
Years older than me.
Jesus. It's the hardest he's laughed the whole show.
You were.
No, it's just
he's
funny,
a mother superior.
The day
I was
that
21
I started,
and
the
you
day
were
that
8
I,
years old.
The day, the day that I started at Barstool, I met Ro, and I literally thought we were like the same age.
That's how I know you're going to die before me.
Yeah, I probably
how do you think he'll die?
Just he's going to worry himself
probably
to death. He'll like convince himself that he has like something debilitating wrong with him. He'll check
into
a hospital and actually get sick.
I've gotten checked for so much shit. Like I went to see if I had a brain tumor.
I feel like you're anemic.
When I was Sass's age, he was 7. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And who would have thought? So that's grooming at its finest. You waited until I got to the right age to start a podcast.
No,
that's
he knew you at 7. He checked the birth announcements. He goes, that's the one.
I saw this kid like doing Rubik's Cubes and fucking taking
piano
lessons.
So were you rap battling at that point? You were battling.
Yeah,
maybe
2021.
I might have gone on one of your shows. Who knows? My parents probably took me.
That'd be sick. You were just sitting there. It was parent friendly.
He could have gone in utero.
Were there any children in the audience?
I battle rapped at a millionaire's mansion in his in his basement. He had for his pleasure. He had all these rap battlers come, and he had his family there. And there was a baby in a bassinet in the front row. Of the,
did
the
you roast?
Row.
You roast the baby?
I mean, I talked about it right away that there's a baby. I'll find the footage, but they pan over to the baby. I was like, "There's a fucking baby here." Sure enough, there was a baby.
All right. Well, you guys have the yak, so I'm going to let you go. But thanks for popping on. This has been very productive. I feel like we covered a lot of ground.
Giving us the boot.
I'm giving you the boot.
Kicking us out too. What are we doing wrong?
I mean, you know, we've hit our time limit.
Is there
anything else you guys want to talk? Wait, when does Son of a Boy Dad actually come out?
Every Tuesday.
Are you going to go up to 2 a week? You think?
I don't know. I got a lot of people asking us.
We're always asking.
We can't go to 2 a week
right now.
Why?
Because we're busy. Roan is getting married.
You're
obviously
lifting. You are getting married. When's your wedding?
Next week.
And that's to a woman.
Yes, big time.
Two women, actually.
You're getting married. Oh, like sister wives.
Yeah, he's got
I got a fleet, a whole fleet,
nice.
And they're literally all related.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah, keep it
kind of gross.
Sass, are you dating anyone?
Nope.
No one at all.
No one at all.
So, male listeners can slide in.
And no. I'm going asexual for a bit, I think.
Asexual.
Shut up.
Is that you're not allowed to say that, I don't think.
No, you can say
I don't
asexual.
Think you're allowed to say you're allowed to I'm gonna go asexual for a bit.
You just have to be
pretty
it.
Sure you are.
You can't be asexual from birth though. You have to go asexual at some point.
Yeah, no, I'm just on my grind, right? I'm just really trying to focus on my grind for a bit.
Fuck yeah, that's the best way. Your 20s are for your grind. 20s you stack cash and you figure everything out. In your 30s, that's when you start getting married to a whole family of people.
You don't want to, tie yourself down, you know?
No.
Not in the city,
right,
New York.
Right,
not on the Lower East Side. That's where he lives.
Sick. Go to Boiler Room, maybe, on the Lower East Side.
I don't know what that is.
No, he's in Hell's Kitchen. Come on,
out.
Bro.
He's
you
an HK? You're
yet,
an HK gay.
I just stay in my room and grind all day.
Grinder. He's on Grinder.
You're on Grinder?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Big time.
Could I actually use your picks on my grinder?
Definitely not.
Okay. That could actually be a funny bit if I just use his picks.
How would Barstool employees do on Grindr?
Just do all your pictures and then just throw one of me in and see if anyone notices.
No, I would just use yours. But just the one with – maybe that's what I'll do. That would be – you would probably clean up. Vibs would clean up.
Vibs would. I mean, if you used his pictures of his dick.
Do you have any?
Pictures of Vibs' dick?
Yeah.
Or just mental images.
Just pull him up on the – pull him up on the
– Just let's go over it. Just burned into my brain.
You could draw it like a police sketch artist.
I should. Like, you know they have a Twitter about that where you send in a picture of your dick and the person draws it and then rates it?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's normal.
I started it 10 years ago.
Oh, fuck.
All right, that's it. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for having us.